The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. And with us today is my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you? You beat me to that today.
I did.
Yeah. All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on. We have a webcam on top of the building, a live view at Dunmore Corners. Nice. So we
people
get lots
love
of,
to watch the Dunmore Corners.
Yeah, we get sure. thousands, tens, of, at least 10,000 hits a month on that camera. Everybody's looking at it.
Yes. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on. And don't forget about social media. Check us out there. Today, we have Joe, the pro handyman. We have Joe and Terry Cesarini, owners of Joe, the pro handyman. Joe, you perform the work?
I do, yeah.
All right. Could you give us a little background on you, what you do, where you go, how you do it? Please.
Well, you know, what we do is we respond to people's needs. There's not much that I turn away. You know, someone asked me this morning, what don't you do? And I said, there's not much we walk away from. We have resources and knowledge and just try to help people out and, you know, keep our word, be on time and show up when we say we're going to show up.
What was that, be on time? What is that? That's like
a new
concept.
Are you reliable?
Be on time and show up when you say you're supposed to?
Yeah, that's one thing I pride. I've been in the customer service business for over 30 years, and it's attention to detail, you know, customer satisfaction is number one priority.
You reside in the Moscow region, but you serve all of Lackawanna County?
Yeah, all of Lackawanna County. We do a little bit of Monroe County and, you know, also a little bit in Luzerne County.
Okay. So there's a little bit of a distance there. And so everybody needs a trusted local handyman service, even when their spouse is handy, right?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Yes.
Do you need a handyman sometimes?
Yes, I could use a hand sometimes.
How about a auto repair shop?
What a repair shop. I don't know. I could use that.
Uh-huh.
I actually dropping my car off.
Joe, do you do that too?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I steer
all
away from auto. I try to stay in my own lane.
All right. Right. No pun intended.
Correct.
All right.
That was good.
So you fix leaky faucets. You install decks. You just did a deck for one of our agents.
Yeah.
Who loves your work.
Yeah, we did a deck for our someone who had sold a property for us. We had a piece of land up in Springbrook that we listed with your agency and, you know, came upon Karen, who happened to be a past friend of my wife's. And she asked me if I'd do the deck. And, yeah, we did a pretty good sized deck there. And, you know, it came out, I think it came out great. You know, they seemed very happy. And we battled the elements in the month of May and early June there. But
lots of rain.
We made it through it.
Yeah, good. And so let's mention about the land that we sold, and I'm glad that we provided you with the excellent service you deserve. You had it listed. We won't mention with whom and what company, but you had it listed prior to us, but when we came on, things went differently, right?
Yes, much differently. Yeah, we had it listed with another agent, and we really didn't get much activity. And the only activity we got were repeated calls to lower the price, which, you know, we felt we were at the right price
point,
range,
yeah.
And, you know, we wanted to stay there. So we switched it up. You had listed another property on our road, and we went with you guys. And, you know, instantly, Karen had, you know, the contact was there all the time. Questions answered. She had a lot of interest in it. And, I believe, you know, relatively sold in a small amount of time.
So you saw one of our big signs on the road? Is that how it was?
That's how
they knew, because of the signs.
The signs. Yes. Yeah, we have great signs.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you for sharing that success story. So back to you and your success stories. We want to talk about all the things that you do every day. So, like, in our market, we deal with a lot of older homes, right? So, and they're probably in need of, a lot of them in constant need of repair, and some with, you know, have done upgrades over the years and still need some repairs. So what's your biggest challenge when you go into an older home as opposed to a newer home?
Yeah, that's a good question. The older homes have the lat and plaster, so if you're running wires and stuff like that, it tends to
be harder,
challenging. And, you know, back then they didn't waste much. They used everything they had, so how they framed the house couldn't be, you know, kind of... they use their imagination, I guess I'll say. And, you know, so, but we try to feel for the homeowner when we get there, understand what it is they're looking for. You know, sometimes they have a list. So usually I'll circle back to them and say, well, what's your top one or two things? We'll start there and then we'll work our way down. And
it works.
It flows. It works well. And, you know, they seem happy.
Right. And I would think floors too, right? Uneven floors sometimes in older homes.
Yeah, uneven flooring. Yeah, sometimes you got to repair the floor joist. You know, the laminated flooring seems to be the hot thing now. A lot of people are tearing out the carpet and put it in the laminating flooring, which we do. You know, it seems to be the trend of the...
Very popular.
Yes.
And people contend that it's cleaner. I don't know if I would agree with that, but...
Isn't it louder?
I would think it's louder too.
Than having carpeting.
Yeah, and I don't think you get the carpeting, at least that warm feeling in the wintertime.
Yes, you know. But you could throw area rugs around, I guess, too.
I know. I'm not a laminated floor guy.
No.
I like hardwood, and you can throw a carpet over it. I like that.
Yep.
You know, an area rug.
Right. Okay. All right, so that's what's keeping you busy. What's your project right now that you're working on?
Well, this week, we have a lot of coals in the fire. You know, I met with a guy this morning. He's got an electrical issue. The outlet keeps tripping. You know, he had a leaky pipe in the bathroom the plumber fixed, but he butchered up all the drywall, so we got to piece the drywall in for him and then finish that and paint that. I have stairs. Client of ours has investment properties. The insurance company identified some hazards and risk. So we have stairs and a gutter and some tree limbs that we're going to, you know, it's hard to put on our site what we do because there's so much. You know, I went to a client in Scott Township about a month ago. You know, she had five things, and it was, you know, level the refrigerator, you know, unclog the drain outside. All I had to do was put a screwdriver in there, lift it, everything pulled out with it, and that unclogged it. It's just... Sometimes it's very simple, and like you said, sometimes it's complex. But
when you're getting into the older homes, and then you're doing some renovating or remodeling, and you're tearing out, then you see things, and then you have to fix them or repair them, and then of course the cost would go up too, right?
So sure.
You can't see what you can't see, and I'm sure you can't bid that.
Yeah, you have to kind of keep that in mind and just be upfront with the customer. You know, once I get in there, things may change. I just want to be upfront with you and let you know, you know, so I don't drop a surprise on you. And they understand.
Yeah, most people would understand that, I'm sure. So, like, what are seasonal maintenance musts?
I would say the seasonal maintenance musts are the gutters. You know, we get calls for gutter cleaning. I have to meet a guy later this evening for that. What I try to do with that is we'll clean them. But then I try to sell them the gutter protection so that I don't have to come back every year and clean your gutters. You know, it's a little bit more of an upfront investment, but it's usually one and done. You know, they're lifetime warranty, they're stainless steel. You know, we do some pressure washing. I'll say I'm not a fan of heights, so I try to keep it to like ranch or 1.5 story homes. Anything, you know. Just hose bibs that froze in the wintertime that cracked. You know.
Every single solitary year.
I turn it off and I open the valve and There's one, it's a long one. It just seems to be a piece of crap and it falls apart inside. And
yeah.
Doesn't well, matter what I do.
Yeah. And the water's it's, tough on it too. The water eats the seals.
Yeah, the water
and
is.
You know, it's.
Well, you know, we're in Dunmore. So we've decided that we don't care for our public water and we're going to drill a well. What do you think?
I think we'll be the only one in Dunmore. I think, wait. That's the code enforcement. He's knocking on the door.
That's all the neighbors get.
They would love that one.
All right. Joey, would you help us out? Would you work at 3 o'clock
what's
the in the
well
morning?
Drilling we'll provide the remember water. The well ladies? What was their name? Night?
Yes, night.
Yeah, we'll have to call them.
Yeah.
I mean, we have well water up in Springbrook where we are, and my wife always comments how the taste is just, there's nothing like it.
Remarkable, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have a filter on that, and you have a filter also.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Better for your skin, your hair, your food, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's part of the reason I don't want to move out of Springbrook.
Okay.
For sure. It's one of the reasons.
Yeah. And you grew up in town somewhere?
I grew up in East Mountain.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. So.
And East Mountain's like the country.
Yeah. Very similar.
But it's public water.
Yes. That's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
All right. So you have at least experienced what we're talking about here.
Oh, absolutely. And we grew up in East Mountain. Then when we first got married, we moved to West Side. And so we understand the older homes very well. We had, you know, an older one, and then we had some rental properties in the city. So we
and
have
vacation homes, vacation rentals.
A vacation rental. So we have a great understanding of the maintenance that's needed, the
requirements.
Overall requirements, and of course the comfort and the things that provide.
Matter the most.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, good, good. What else on seasonal maintenance musts would you say?
So you have air conditioning filters, vacuuming them out, maintaining them. You know, you should change them every 3 months, but it seems like not many people do. So then it takes a tax on the system itself. It's really a quick fix, and it's just part of what you should do if you have that type of system.
So tell me, you're a handyman, so you when you get called to do something, you go and do it for the most part. But do you provide a service, like an annual or a semi-annual type of service where you can do these things for say, maybe somebody that's widowed or somebody that's older and doesn't have the ability to do it themselves?
We don't, but it's something that I've thought about also, you know, possibly expanding into like a property management type thing down the road. It's not something I'm opposed to. Like the one gentleman in East Mountain, I'm doing his gutters this week. I'll put it in a reminder for myself for next year, you know, call such and such.
To see if they need it.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
We'll follow up ourselves to remind them because, you know, people forget. So that's something we will be doing.
Right. I have that problem myself with things, with our systems at the house, our air units, our boiler and at the office. And I get all confused sometimes. Should I reach out? Are they going to reach out? So on and so forth. So that's a good thing that you do for your people. So the gutter guards, right?
Yes.
Gutter guards. Is there a debate about those?
I don't know. Is there a debate about those?
There are
different brands.
There's a lot of brands out there. You know,
there are leaf guard, gutter guard, this
right.
guard, that guard,
and some of them are very very costly.
Okay.
I use I guess I'll call it a middle of the road one. I'm not going to name the brand, but you know, they can get. Depending on the slope of the roof, that has a big thing. If you have a low slope on the roof, that can affect the guards. It may lay there, but I think in the long run, I think it's safer and it's more cost effective for a homeowner to go that route. That's
okay.
Just my personal feeling.
Because when we bought our house, it had like a mesh. Somebody had cut up and stuck the mesh in there.
Right.
And over the years, the mesh was a mess and it was stuck in and that was the problem. So you got to get the right system.
Yes. And then that'll end up being like, it'll clog it all up. And then that could lead to roof,
right.
to roof damage.
Right. Right. So, okay. So
that would be undoing someone else's Rube Goldberg is the best way to put it, right?
Yes, exactly, yes, which we do run into from time to time.
I would think you run into it every day.
Yes.
Joe and Terry Cesarini, Joe the Pro Handyman. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Well, we have a website. It's info@joethepro.handyman.com. My callback number, 570-772-0189. We're working on a Facebook page currently and also Instagram, but that phone number goes directly to me. I answer my phone. I try to navigate through the robocalls all day to see which ones are real and which ones aren't, but we do answer the phone, call back promptly, and schedule, you know, pretty quickly as we can.
What a concept. You answer the phone.
Yes.
That's many, why. Many.
And he shows up.
And he shows up. Yes. Many in your field do not.
Yeah.
Do either.
And I understand, you know, like the gentleman I met with this morning says I've had, you know, two people here, and they come, and then they say they'll call me back, and they don't call me back. And a lot of the larger guys, they have that type of work to keep them busy. So, you know, honestly, they should just tell the customer that rather than saying, we'll call you, and then they don't. But, you know, again, it's call them back. That's the 35 years of customer service that's ingrained in my head. Be upfront with them. Be honest and keep your word.
Yeah. Service, communication, reliability, all very important.
What a concept.
Mm-hmm. Pat, would you like to review?
Yes. We have a charming ranch-style home with three bedrooms and two baths at 226 Linda Lane in Scranton for $199,000. This 1,150-square-foot home sits on a 70-by-100 lot. It's got a fenced-in yard and a rear deck. The home has a built-in garage, hardwood and carpeted floors, a large eat-in kitchen, a newer roof, along with a large basement that could be finished for additional living space. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath, ranch-style home with a garage at 226 Linda Lane in Scranton for only $199,000, and that's listed by Dan Callahan of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list year-to-date statistics for multifamily dwellings. These are for sold multi-dwelling units. The median list price is up 11% at $249,900. The median sales price is also up almost 11% at $229,000. The sold listings year-to-date on multi-units is down 18%. And the pending listings are down 14%. Active listings of multi-unit dwellings is down 5.8%. And new listings that hit the market for multi-unit dwellings is down 0.4%.
Wow, that sounds like supply and demand.
Sounds.
No supply and the price goes up.
Very good, Pat.
Yeah, I know. I should have been an economist. But if you look back where the prices were 5 years ago, what a huge change.
Yeah.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Our sponsor this week is Campus Jewelers. If you're looking to turn your gold, silver, or fine jewelry into top dollar, head to Campus Jewelers. They specialize in buying and selling large diamonds, estate and engagement pieces, gold, antiques, coins, watches, and more. From broken chains to class rings, mismatched earrings to dental gold, they buy it all. They guarantee the highest cash paid. Always buying, always fair, and all trades of value considered. Visit Campus Jewelers at 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. Call 570-288-1966 or go to campusjewelers.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3. Campus Jewelers, where your pieces are priceless. Stick around for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back on with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
We are back with Joe and Terry Cesarini. They're co-owners of Joe the Pro Handyman. Joe does the work. Terry does the scheduling. And the books, I'm sure, right? Okay, so, you know, before the half, we before the break, we were talking about seasonal maintenance musts. And then on break, we kind of talked about your cleanup process and what you do, because every good job, right?
Right, I was going to bring this up. I used to work for, I worked for contractors for years. And they always says, you can, one guy, Charlie Heddenbach, he was the electrician. He says, you can always judge the quality of the job by the cleanup. Get a broom.
So, you know, yes, absolutely.
That's what he always said. He says, at the end of the day, he says, I want the place clean. Now, you talked about having mentors and people telling you how to do things right. That's how you learn the trade, right?
Yes.
What's a trick you learned that you were telling me that I've been waiting anxiously to find out?
Yeah, well, the one trick I just learned not long ago was how to properly clean a shop vac. And I know that sounds simplistic, but what the contractor had showed me was when you take the filter out and you have to bang it against the bark of the tree as hard as you can without breaking it till that filter comes all the way clean. So I did that, and then I went to bring it back into the home, and he stopped me. He said, you're not finished. I said, well, I looked in the shop vac. It was empty. Filter looked clean to me. He said, there's one more step. So we put the shop vac back together and plugged it in outside. And what you have to do is you take the hose off of the suction end and put it on the opposite end that blows out. And then you take the other end and hook it together. So you kind of make like a circuit with the hose so that when it blows out the bad dust after you cleaned it, it sucks it right back into the shop vac again. And you're not blowing all that into the homeowner's house. So
nice.
That's what I said when he showed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because normally you go out, you clean it, you plug it back in, you take it in, you start it up, and then poof,
you got a big cloud of dust.
So this way, if you hook the hoses on each end of the shop vac, it sucks that dirt right back into it and you're good to go.
Yeah. So the next time you bring that big,
I never
awful
used that thing in the
dry
house.
Vac in from the garage I to clean up broken glass.
I have several.
Yes, and we have one in the basement.
I have several. Yeah. I have them strategically located.
Yeah.
You never know where you're going to need
well,
one.
Well, notes are getting taped on them today. Before they get turned on, that's what he's got to do.
Maybe
right?
I just buy a new one. That'll be
That gets expensive after every job, right?
The filters are real expensive.
Yes,
they went through the roof. Everything did.
All right, so let's talk about easy upgrades with high impact. So not everybody that's listening to this show today, Joe, is going to sell their home or buy a home. So what are the upgrades people should concentrate on, the best upgrades? And, I mean, I don't know if there's any economical upgrades these
days.
You're
saying the best bang for the buck.
Yeah, that make the highest impact for the homeowner.
Sure. I mean, the least costly upgrades are faucets, knobs on your doors, knobs on your kitchen cabinets, that type of thing. Towel bars, you know, a lot of the older homes had the goldish color, and a lot of people now are going towards the blacks and those type of things. And you can do those relatively inexpensively. You can, you know, pick them up at the home improvement stores, and, you know, they're really not that difficult to install. So we do see, as a matter of fact, the guy I met with this morning on that electrical thing, he has a towel set and a faucet he wants put up to update his bathroom. What I like to do, if someone's looking to update a faucet, I like to replace the supply lines and the shutoffs, because through time, the shutoffs tend to not be shut off all the way. And, you know, you're there and you're doing it, so why not just spend that extra money now? And it's a little more, you know, you're going a little above and beyond, and you're probably spending more than you wanted, but it's a long-term investment, and I think it pays off well for the homeowner.
Yeah, that's great advice. I would have to agree with that. And not many people think about that. They're just looking at what they see.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So, and painting, I'm sure, would be a great
way
to do a fresh update without spending a ton of money and giving it a great new look.
Yep, absolutely.
You paint the front door, you can change the whole look of a whole building. You can change it just a couple of different accents here, you know, and it just really, really, really changes.
But I'll tell you what, I look at the front door a lot, and maybe it's because of what I do, right? Sell homes. And as I drive around and I see these beautiful homes, I see this door, and it sticks out. Not always for the best. And I think, what were they thinking? And you're right, Pat. It totally transforms the look because sometimes it takes away. I think door color is important. And that's the homeowner's preference. And I'm not trying to knock it. But it doesn't make it look the best it could look.
Right. If you have a purple house, which there's a purple house in my neighborhood and kind of makes me think of Pepto-Bismol or something every time I drive by it. I have no idea what color the front door is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I can't get past the color of the house.
Well, that's just it. That one takes your eyes away from the front door. But some houses, you just look at it. And like, right, so, but that's my taste, right? So somebody else might love it, which is fine. But if someone's going to sell the house and want to appeal to the masses, they need to find a color that is appealing to more people.
Go neutral.
Mm-hmm.
As neutral as you can.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of my opinion, like it matters. Okay. So there are DIYs that people should, people can do, right?
Right.
There's some that they should not do. And I would think that electrical is at the top of the list. You do electrical and plumbing, correct?
Yeah, I do light electrical. And then I have a son-in-law that is a licensed electrician. He helps me when it gets to that level of work. And I do more of light plumbing. I don't do anything major with plumbing. I like to try and stay in my own lane. I don't, you know, if I need a plumber for a big job, I'm going to call the plumber I use. If it's just changing a trap or supply lines, then yeah, I'll do that. But
about seals, toilet seals? Do you do that? You pull the toilet?
I do. Yeah, toilet seals and the fill valves and the flappers. Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. I'll do that. But you know, I wouldn't recommend a homeowner YouTube any electrical work. I just think there's too many things that can go wrong with that. You should call, you know, a licensed plumber, a handyman, or someone
trained. Yeah. So, and I get it. People want to save money, and I can't fault them for that. But there are some things that they should not touch. Is there anything else? I would say roof repairs too.
Anything structurally, a roof, the structure, you know, taking out walls and that type thing. You know, you have bearing and non-bearing, load-bearing walls. Roofing, yes. I don't do much with roofing. You need to have the right harnesses. They have to be OSHA approved. Roofing is very, very dangerous.
Okay, Joe and Terry Cesarini, Joe the Pro Handyman. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can call me on my cell, which I do answer the phone. If I don't, that's because I'm working. Just leave me a message. I'll return promptly. It's 570-772-0189. And our website is info@JoeThePro.com.
Thank you. I'd love to have you guys back next week, okay?
Sure. Thanks.
Pat?
Have you ever dreamed of owning your own Airbnb? This is something we've never done. I've been doing this for 13 years, right? This is a turnkey glamping business. It's situated on 9 1/4 acres of land at 81 Bunting Road in Honesdale for $279,000. It's currently operating with 3 glamping sites. It is an off-the-grid experience. Each private site offers a brand new, very large tents. These tents are like apartments. They're huge. And they're on individual decks. They're each furnished with real mattresses. They have style decor. It's got a fire pit, chairs, and tables. There's no running water or electricity at the site, but there is a well, baths, and toilets at the office. That's a 9 1/4 acre glamping site at 81 Bunting Road in Honesdale for $279,000. And that's listed by Kim Pizzanti of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Remember, we're on next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.